Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast. Yo!
Soulja Boy too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I got
Future Bachelor.
I'm called a Soulja Boy.
Yes.
You got to punch, then crank back three times.
Let's go.
Soulja Boy, that's Superman.
It's hard to do the stand sitting down.
Especially with arms.
There
we go.
You.
You. Let's get it. Boy, hello.
Thank you. Watch me.
If you're not dancing at home, you're doing it wrong.
Now watch me. You.
You.
Okay. Let's get a little verse in.
Watch me mean that, watch me rock. Superman at home, then watch me play that RoboCop. Yeah, watch me drop, jocking on them haters, man. If it's Soulja Boy, let's crank that thing down. You! I'm jocking on you, jocking on you. If we get the fight, then I'm cocking on you, cocking on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crank that every day. Haters getting mad, cause I got me some bathing ape. Soulja Boy, I'm in it, oh! Watch me crank it. Crank that Soulja Boy, the Superman, that hold out, watching you. Watch me, you. Watch me, you. Watch me, you.
Crank that Soulja Boy, yeah. Future Bachelor, episode 44. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And yes, this is it. We had to start it off with that because you know who's having the biggest comeback of 2019. It's Soulja Boy! Young Draco.
Okay, we'll get into that later.
Okay,
Sai.
Sorry, I'm a little
good
hyped.
Tease. Yeah. Good tease.
Yeah, but anyways, how have you been, V? How was your birthday?
It was great. You were there.
Yeah, no, it was.
But were you there?
I was there.
No, it was so fun. I had like everybody over to my place. I was very extra, and I had some big old, you know, Mylar balloons that were 25.
Yep.
We took some. We matched.
Yeah, that was crazy.
On accident, we both were wearing the same like color, like kind of rose goldy pink.
Yeah.
Color.
Every
shirts.
Time I wear that shirt, I match with like someone. It's weird, but it's usually a girl because no guys usually match with the pink. You know. But it looked good, you know. We had our photo shoot for Future Bachelor with the 2-5s.
Yeah, and then we all went out to MJQ, which is like an underground dance bar.
Yeah.
Here, and that was lit.
That was super
lit. We were all dancing and having a good time.
That's
like,
when I took my shirt off.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
like,
I did.
If you guys know his style, like it's kind of a thing for him. Like,
yeah.
When he's out or he's partying, he'll get to this point where all of a sudden his shirt's either completely unbuttoned, but he wasn't wearing a shirt that had buttons, so he just took it off and was just wearing his jacket unzipped.
Yeah, I mean, it just gets to a point, especially with a pink shirt, you sweat through it and you don't want to look all crazy. So I was like, let me just put my jacket on and I'll
so
sweat.
Instead, I'll look a different kind.
Yeah, well, I was dancing on people and stuff. I didn't want to, like, at least it was a rain jacket. So it was like, you know, keep it on inside.
Right,
yeah.
Up.
I didn't care. It was hot. It was popping. Let's go.
But yeah,
that was really
so
fun.
Much, I still have so much leftover cake.
Yeah.
Because
I scootered halfway home that night.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I was like, no, what am I doing? It's like 0 degrees out right
cold.
Now.
Yeah, it was cold.
I ended up Ubering the last 5 minutes, but I almost
which,
made it.
Which probably like 5 minutes. But my thing is like you went.
I got in. I was like, dude, this is so worth it. It was the best like $14 I've spent. But yeah, I don't regret it. So that was a crazy, crazy night. What were we going to say?
I just have a lot of birthday cakes because like I still have leftover. So my roommate was planning. He got me a cookie cake for, shout out to Christian, got me a cookie cake for that night.
Mm-hmm.
Then our friend David had already told me on my birthday how he bought himself a cookie cake with my happy birthday on it. And he's like, I'll bring the leftovers to your party.
That's crazy.
And then I got surprised on Friday. I went to my Vixen dance glow party thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my dance girls surprised me with a cake from Publix and a card and everything. So I still have like... most of, like, because people ate, thank God, I
the thing is, like, I'm not a big
out.
Cake person, otherwise I'd take it off your hands.
But, like, cookie cake's different.
I'm not a big cookie person.
Okay, you're not my friend. But, like,
this is not a cookie house.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah, no, so, like, I still have leftover cookie cake and some of the Publix cake, so.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of cake.
I know. Cake, cake, cake,
it's not even your birthday. So
it isn't anymore. It's done.
Now you just got on birthday cake. But we were saying that it was so much fun that we need to start throwing more parties, not just for people's birthdays.
Yes,
though. Birthday party. That would be a cool concept.
Yes, because like it's just
like
so
the like
fun.
The bird box. You know, yeah. Do it like
just like I feel like it's so fun. I like was so happy to get like my different friend groups together all in one room and everybody vibing and
it was really
playing
fun.
Games and like going out and having a good time.
I busted out the Ring of Fire. Everyone was going crazy. Yeah.
It's called so many different things.
Yeah. It's like Kings. It's called Kings, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, so that was cool. And that's pretty much all I did. Oh, and
you dropped your thing.
I dropped another cover. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so cool to be able to like say that like a couple weeks in a row. Like, you know, so I'm just
accountable.
Yeah, I got the whiteboard. The whiteboard's
the
here.
Whiteboard. Guys, I'm staring at the whiteboard. We had some
it's
trouble
a real thing.
Figuring out how to
no, you
flip it.
Don't. It was a magic trick. You flip it upside down. Okay. Every you spin it around, it's going to be upside down again. So I don't know. Anyways, so I have the whiteboard. It's like really keeping me motivated because I've told myself like I want to go to like open mics each week for both comedy and music. And then I also want to start doing more covers and then putting out more of my own music. You know, I'm easing into it with songs people know. And then I'm going to slip in my own songs in between.
Ooh.
That. So,
ooh.
And I knew you would like this one because you really like that.
I love
Halsey
Without
song.
Me by Halsey. So the cover is Without Me by Halsey.
Yep.
And also mixed with
Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River, and a little bit of Sycamore.
A little bit of sycamore
in there. Isn't that cool though? You can like
little spice, like salt bait it.
Yeah, you have to do a little something special and different, you know, when you do those. So check it out if you haven't seen it. So that was my weekend, and it was a nice long weekend. I relaxed in between all that.
Yeah. Shout out to MLK.
MLK, yeah. Shout out to you, dude, for our day.
Yeah.
And for everything.
Yeah, for real though.
So I guess with all that being said, we might as well get into some quick hits.
Decent.
Thanks.
Decent.
I don't care, whatever. We'll get it right for 45.
All
right.
You can start.
Yeah, well, as far as quick hits, actually, I don't have the outline on how to restart.
Okay, then I'll start. I'm going to just hop right into...
The one time you asked me to start, I can't. Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to hop right into Cardi B because, like, Cardi B is on her shit this past week.
And what did she do?
Okay, so she posted, I think it was, like, Friday or something.
Okay.
She posted this video to her Instagram about her talking about the government shutdown and, everything. Like, she's like, this is messed up. Like, and then she kind of compared it to like when Obama shut down the government. She's like, but this is different. Like Obama shut it down to make sure you could get like good healthcare. So like, you know, your grandma could go get to the doctor so you could go to the pussy doctor. Like, all this stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, she was saying from a perspective of someone that's probably, you know, she has bad money now, but like she still has people that need this stuff.
And
or
she's like, these
we all know
like,
somebody that works some type of government job or something.
Yeah,
you know?
And like TSA and stuff, like they're all like go like so traveling right now is kind of crazy, but yeah, so she pretty much like is like, you know, like something needs to be done. She knows like it's not really her place to like, she's like, I don't like, that's not me, but like, you know, something has
to
be done.
Well, shout out to her for speaking up. I think that's still cool, like to use your platform to say something. And yeah, she started going at like Tommy Lauren came at her.
So Tommy Lauren is always here to like pick at anybody who isn't her and Donald, whatever. So she was calling like everything that she's saying moronic and like whatever, like keep your political ramblings to yourself or like whatever. And then of course like Cardi B is like I dog walk you, which like in that sense like means like to beat her ass. So and like Tommy's like blah blah blah, I'm sure you will. And then of course like Cardi B comes back and is all like, yo, your blind racism is like just totally pulling you out of like all the things that you're supporting a president that is destroying this country that you say you love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just like you came back with a very like eloquent response. And I was like, come for that, Tommy. Because like, you know, Tommy is here to like try to make her seem like she's stupid.
Yeah. She's because, like, it just shows you like how much how smart people think they are. They're still like.
Yeah, and like
they don't
fellow
know shit.
Like senators and House of Representatives, like Democrats and stuff like that, all kind of like gathered around Cardi B. Like there's like a funny thread of like different senators and stuff that were like, do we retweet the Cardi B video? Yeah. Like, do we do that?
Well,
like,
good for her. I wanted to move on to some what's it called? Hulu kind of still like, you know, off the fire festival stuff we talked about last week. you know, the debate is out there. Which one was the better doc on the Fyre Festival?
Yeah, Hulu or Netflix.
I watched both, and really, I'm not going to say one is better than the other. They both, like,
I mean, they're different, and also, yeah, like, they both,
I mean, you could watch both of them and just be, like, one long documentary.
Coming from a journalism perspective, they both have, like, a little bit of, like, unethical things, mm-hmm, journalistically. Yeah. So, like,
and we talked about that a little, yeah, bit last week, but I think the biggest thing is, like, I think we can talk about is, like, the discussion, you know, people were really surprised by it and laughing at it, but there was, like, you know, people actually that were, yeah, like, you know, like, affected by it.
Like, the people that were live on in the islands, yeah, there.
And then the woman, you know, that said she had, like, pay her life savings of over $50,000 to some of the people that worked that weekend. They made a crowdfunding for her, and she, yeah, got, like, over $100,000. That was, like, the saddest part of the movie was, like, where she was just like, you know, I never want to hear about it again because it's just ruined my life and I just want to reset and start over, and now she's, you know, got a second chance. So that's pretty cool. But with that being said, Netflix just announced that they're going up, like, $2 in their price or, yeah, something like that, or a dollar. And Hulu announced that on their most popular package that they were going to go down $2.
Yeah, they're, like, basic package.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I want to also say that I just read, too, that, like, Hulu's, like, live TV package that they have is, like, and this is not an ad or anything. No, I just want to say, like,
people like it. I have a lot of friends that like it.
Yeah, I mean, their live TV package was, like, you know, under $40, and now they just went up $5. So it's, like, you know, that's a lot of money for someone that's already paying. That's like you're now paying for cable again, you know. So, and that's just a streaming platform. But it'll be really interesting to see. I think, like, Disney's acquiring, or they have a huge stake in Hulu. Yeah. So it'll be interesting because Disney's starting their Disney Plus, yeah, streaming platform. So it's like, what is going to happen with Hulu once, like, I think they have like a 60% share in Hulu. So whatever they say goes, you know. Wow. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I heard Netflix is going to be coming out with more Bandersnatch style stuff, like the Choose Your Own Adventure.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's so interesting, that stuff, because, like, you have to, like, have very specific ways to, like, you either have to be, like, on a computer or doing something, like, yeah, that you have the ability to, like, use a cursor, because it's, like, not, it doesn't work on, like, Apple TVs or...
Oh, it works on mine.
It doesn't work on some, maybe it's not Apple TV, it's, like, other stuff. There's, yeah, a couple, well, other, I mean, stuff,
it's
that
it's a
it
very
doesn't
simple
work on.
Feature, and I'm sure it is a lot of coding that goes into something like that, but with that being said... you have to think about now how big gaming and esports is, the world,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, there's,
you
like
know?
A lot of like big competitive leagues, yeah, for these different.
No one ever thought that like gaming would compete with like movies. But yeah, we've come to a world now where like people will be spending their Friday night on Fortnite or watching people live streaming on Fortnite,
yeah,
over
like
watching
the amount
Netflix.
That people like watch Twitch.
Yeah,
like
think about a gamer. They're now barely watching. And if they do, it might be in the background while they're playing a game.
Yeah,
so it's like their weekends are consumed by gaming as opposed to watching,
yeah,
movies. So it's like now, how is like the digital streaming platforms like, you know, DSPs going to compete with the gaming world? It's by doing like things like Choose Your Own Adventure,
true,
you know, style movies,
true,
and stuff. And it's kind of like you'll probably see more of that coming out.
Yeah.
So
or maybe like somehow they're like they'll try to tap into some of those like big gaming networks or whatever. Maybe they'll start getting some of those like Twitch like,
yeah, who
channels
knows? I mean,
something.
You're going to see some crazy stuff happening.
Interesting.
You know,
what
even
a weird world we live in.
I know. And now Netflix actually put out a feature where I think you can share, you know, on like Instagram stories, you can share on Spotify what song,
yeah,
you're listening to. Now you can be watching on Netflix and share from Netflix straight to your Instagram, being like, I'm watching, you know, Bird Box
what
right now.
What the hell?
Yeah. So there's a lot of cool things going down in that OTT space. I think that's a cool little thing to talk about. It gets me all nerdy and excited.
I know,
so.
It does.
But yeah, so that happened. Kind of going along with more things in entertainment world. Sopranos was one of the shows my dad loved
my
to watch.
My dad loves The Sopranos. My dad, okay, my... There's like a really funny, like, I mean, my dad and my uncles are like almost like a Italian mob in like just like how they all work together. Mm-hmm. They have like this funny poster from like a company event where they like look like Goodfellas. It's like very like, it's just like that. So my dad is a very like much so like Sopranos guy.
Yeah. You know, my dad was an Indian guy and but he loved those gangster movies. And it's like that love for it, like transfer on him. I love all the movies
it's
like
a dad
Goodfellas.
Show,
yeah.
For sure.
So like he bought all the DVD box sets. Yep. Like I don't know if I still have them or I gave them away or something. But, you know, Sopranos, he had every season like on VHS and then turned to DVDs and I got those. But they announced that they're going to do a prequel series relates to the show, based, and these are, I think, based off a book that, or it might, I think it's talking about like his earlier days when he was in Newark, and there was like riots that were going on, and it was like a, like back in, I think, the 50s and 60s, where like African Americans and like the Italian Americans were like really beefing in the streets, in the cities and stuff, and it was bad, but so they actually casted, they were looking for who's going to play young Tony Soprano, and they casted the actual guy's son, James James Gandolfini, James Gandolfini. But yeah, he died like I think back 2-3 years ago, and his son is being cast as to play a young Tony Soprano,
which is just like, so that makes her like kind of heartwarm, you know, like in the weird world of like how like sometimes you get so connected to a show and stuff, like just to see it like kind of passed down that way, just like,
I think
legacy,
it's really dope. Like like we talked about it last week with Ghostbusters, like the director of the original Ghostbuster movies is now passing it on to his son, who is going to direct that movie. You got movies like Straight Outta Compton, where Ice Cube's son played you know, him. Ice Cube. That's like,
I love that.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, so I think it could also happen with like Star Wars. They should have done that where the guy that played Luke Skywalker, his son plays, what's his name? The Bucky guy from Avengers.
They, with what they did with Star Wars, they actually had... what's her fetch? Billy Lord or whoever, who's...
Who's... Carrie Fisher's... granddaughter.
Yeah. Daughter. That's her daughter.
Oh, that's Carrie Fisher's daughter. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. So, and then there's stuff like, you know, when Paul Walker passed away, they had his brother come in and do... So that was a lot of examples of family members stepping up to play roles of other family members. So I thought that was really interesting. So Instagram came out with a statement on Twitter, which is ironic.
I love it.
Defending, you know, a lot of backlash.
Their algorithm that they've had for like the past 3 years at
this
point.
I mean, it is kind of annoying, like the more
it is, we've, everybody's been like chronological, bring it
and
back.
It's not just like, it's like small people and big people, like famous people, because the more followers you get, the more they actually limit your posts. Like the people are saying that like really the amount of friends you have, only 7% of your friends are actually seeing your posts.
It's true. We've talked about before how I felt like I was getting less, which sounds so stupid. I felt like I was getting less likes, but it's like definitely like, it's like who you interact with. And like, I know.
Is it the language you're using? Is it?
No, it's a little bit of both, but it's also like who you're interacting with. Cause like, there's definitely like, I feel like I'm like missing out on people's stuff. Like I had to like, one of my best friends, Cass, I had to like go back and like her shit because like I hadn't like liked enough of her shit recently that it wasn't showing up in my feed.
Yeah, that is interesting. Actually, I've been noticing that too. It's like this actually, even like, on people that you do like stuff.
Yeah,
on.
Like it, because some, and then sometimes they try to like, they almost like, sometimes they just try to like pull away those people to like cycle in new people, but yeah, it's weird.
Like sometimes I'll like a photo on Facebook and that's the first one I see on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're definitely like, you know, shoving things in your face that you're not, it's just not, and it's like the chronological order, like we were so cool with that, like
it was cool.
In real time,
honestly, most of us still post as if it is like chronological order, because like people still say stuff like sorry for the multiple posts in one day, and it's like nobody knows unless you like go, like, because they're not always going to see all your stuff together.
Yeah, I mean, dude, come on. If you're multiple posting the same picture, throw that in an album and call it a day.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean multiple posts in one day. Yeah, people.
So I thought that was interesting. They're defending it, saying it's not. It's like, why won't they just give us the chronological order, or just
bring,
give us the option
back.
Just give us
bring
an option,
bring it back.
What the hell, give us the option to like go in chronological order, your stupid algorithm, like give us the choice and see what we take.
That'd be good on them to like actually see how users like do it.
Yeah, what else we got for some quick hits?
So Baby Rexha, who is a big time singer, sings like Wanna Be, Meant to Be with Florida Georgia Line.
It was meant to be,
she got nominated for a Grammy,
okay,
but like no designers were gonna dress her because she's like a size like 8, which is like in,
so she's a thickums.
Yeah, but like she's like honestly average size for like, I think an American or American woman these days is like a 12 or something.
That's messed up. So have no designers stepped up?
now, because she like kind of like blasted people on social, like she just was like, she didn't name any specific whoever like that weren't coming to her, like we're like being like, no, we won't make you a dress, yeah, or whatever. She just like posted about it, and so like now a bunch of designers are trying to, because there's a plenty of like lines nowadays that have been like trying to expand their sizing,
yeah, but
in
what
like
are, like,
representation
people, like,
on the runway,
like
and stuff
Adele
like that.
And all these people do, like,
well, yeah, like I think Adele has also spoken up about stuff like that in the past, because like she's like, I don't have the, you know, the skinny body type that most
designers
want, like
they see their clothes in. That's whack. That's cool though. I'm glad she said something about it. Some big news that came out of this last week was Chris Brown being arrested, being held in Paris.
In Paris, yeah. For
allegedly. Well, now it's like, now we can say that he's been cleared of it.
He was cleared. And
or he was let
his
go.
His people
at
are gonna. So allegedly, he had assaulted and raped a woman in Paris, like after a show or whatever. And so
with like a bodyguard and a friend, that's what,
yeah,
like,
so he's saying. And there's also like some narcotics charges on him as well,
yeah,
which
she said that he was giving cocaine and weed to everybody and stuff at the party,
so
allegedly
it's all been dropped. I guess there's not a lot of details on like what happened with the case or anything like that.
Well, something interesting that I thought was coming out of it was a lot of people defending it, saying that there was a possible conspiracy happening. Like, think about how anybody could really pay anybody to say something like that, and the headline goes viral.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, not even that she was getting paid. Like, anybody can just say anything. But Chris Brown, it was just announced that he's like the youngest person to ever be able to own their own masters. And literally a week later, like, that's in, you know, as a record company or anybody that had his publishing or anything like that, like, it's got to be hard, you know, to let go of all that catalog and all the money, to have your own masters. That's like everything. If like, you know, Michael Jackson owning his own masters, Michael Jackson even owned masters of the Beatles. Like, you know, it's crazy stuff. So, you know, it's like owning your own masters is like, that's everything. That's your whole livelihood. No one can take a piece of that type of stuff. You own it. You have what say it goes in what movies and what ways used and stuff. So that's huge. Being the youngest person to have that, that's even bigger. And then a week later, having your name thrown like and tarnished through this stuff, you know, it's kind of like, I'm trying to read through the lines of media, you know,
yeah.
I don't like, and not saying that I was defending Chris, like, you know, he has a lot of like skeletons in his closet too from his past and stuff that are not even in the closet. So
they're about.
Yeah. But with that being said, you know, it's very easy to just like, you know, tie him in with the R. Kelly conversation that's happening right now and just like to transfer that hate from one to another. And you have to kind of be able to read through the lines and not make someone guilty until like there's evidence and proof.
True.
You know, so with that all being said, you know, that was something interesting. People like T.I. came out, Lil Boozy and stuff,
yeah,
were like, you know, like really coming out hard, being like, this is kind of messed up. Like, you guys are really easily trying to like, you know, people make mistakes, people do stuff. But like, you know, how many times do you hear people nowadays just being like, this person raped me, this person raped me? You know, you got to take those seriously, of course. But you also have to take like, you know, accusing someone very seriously. You know, if she's lying, she should be sued for like defamation of character and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people can't just be accusing people of things just for clout or for attention.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's
definitely
someone down. A complicated thing around, you know, bigger like celebrities and stuff like that, because that is definitely like, that can be, and that makes it shittier, honestly, for the bajillions of, you know, majority women who have been assaulted by famous people, because it tarnishes a lot of like the idea that, you know, a lot of them, well, if you know any of them has tried to do it for money, then all of them are, and like that's like, I
no, that's true, but like, what is a famous person supposed to do if they're gonna hook up with someone? Like, do they have to sign like a piece of paper or be on video being like, I do consent to hooking up with Chris Brown? Because there's unless you do it in a room that's like has like a windows all around it where everyone can watch and see exactly how it went down, it's always going to be one person's word against another behind closed doors. Like, this is just a conversation that I didn't even mean to like spark up, but it's like, what are people supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
well, I guess it comes down to like, in those situations, like, I think it's easier to blow through a case, like if like somebody who like there is consent and there, and like usually those situations I feel like only happen after like this woman might have like never even like did anything with Chris, like she maybe never even met Chris Brown,
yeah,
and made these things. If there's been like, usually if there's like consensual sex and then, you know, however, maybe like they get slighted by like whoever, like let's say Chris Brown had a girlfriend or whatever,
or he just doesn't call her ever again,
yeah, and know, like stuff like that, and then like she gets like, then yeah, but then there's like, there's no weight to that case. Does it, like, should it still be held to like they should go through whatever, but then she has like no evidence, so then yeah, it's fine. My thing is like, I don't think you have to be, you know,
I just don't know how a person defends himself with like all the odds stacked against them. Like, you know, I get that, but also like,
I can't have a ton of sympathy for Chris Brown because like he has,
I feel you. I'm not asking for sympathy from him. I'm just asking for like in a hypothetical situation for another person. Like, you know, I just, that's where it's like, we have to be like kind of careful because like, you know, people, like I said, people make mistakes and do things that are wrong and stuff. And they, you know, they take credit for it or whatever, but you know, accusations and all this stuff getting thrown around just like easily without like evidence or proof, like it's,
yeah, you have, and to, I mean, it's obviously like, it's easy for people to like kind of like try to accuse people like Chris Brown of this because he has done awful things, so like obviously like that's like not great, that, you know, then it's easily for that to like blow up quicker,
yeah,
but at the same time it's like, well, if you didn't already set yourself a track record, then it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
no, it wouldn't be that easy for it to fall back.
So, I don't know what will come out of this more, but at the moment, Chris Brown,
I mean,
is,
he's
free
fine. He came out saying, "I love everybody."
Yeah,
and he was released.
Gonna sue her probably. So, Kylie hints that her and Travis are married in an IG caption. What was this caption?
So it said how she missed her husband, but it was in it said mi extraño su esposo, or it was in Spanish. It was like in a series of like sexy pics of her on Instagram, because what else does she do? And so, you know, I mean, she kept her pregnancy secret for
and Justin Bieber's married, you know.
Yeah, so like she could be married, we don't know yet.
Who
we'll
cares
see.
Actually, you know what I'm saying, like, do we care if anyone's married these days? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, so let's move along. Drake is going on tour with his used-to-be arch nemesis. Both him and Tory Lanez are from Canada. And essentially, you know, Tory Lanez has kind of like, you know, started like getting his buzz now. Like, you know, he has a good following, and he's been out forever. Ever since like I can remember, he's been, you know, an artist that's been trying, and, you know, he used to be more of a rapper, but now he's like a singer.
Yeah, I like Tory Lanez.
Yeah,
stuff.
But a lot of people say that, like, you know, Drake and him had similar lanes, and Tory would do songs that sounded like Drake songs and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then Tory Lanez wasn't even in the conversation with Drake. So to see him on tour going with Drake, that just means Drake is really starting to try to embrace the younger generation.
Yeah, he knows. Because
he needs to.
Because he has to. Because,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with Drake right now, ever since the Pusha T stuff. Like, he's very quiet. And now with Soulja Boy, the song that we started off with, that's the reason why I did, is because he's been going on like everybody's like shows,
like,
and
Breakfast
doing interviews,
Club,
yeah,
and all these different.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of which, what was your yikes moment of the week?
The yikes moment. So Soulja Boy went on the Breakfast Club, and like,
which is a morning show in New York,
yeah,
a hip hop morning show.
And he like pretty much, they brought up Drake as being one of the best rappers in the game.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy like got up from his seat and was all like, Drake, like Aubrey Graham in the like wheelchair, yeah, Drake, like saying, and he's all like, nah, like I made Drake. And then he like did the whole like first set of bars from like one of Drake's like first songs, and it was literally in like the entire Breakfast Club was like, wait a second, that's Kiss Me Through the Phone. He's like, yeah, homie took me bar for bar. Yep. Like,
So, I mean, yikes.
Yikes indeed.
Soulja Boy, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, they were saying he got a Subway. People making fun of him for getting a Subway branch. That he started selling these, like, gaming consoles and saying they were his and blah, blah, blah.
What the hell?
And people were making fun of that.
That's
but now,
so weird.
Dude, he's making his money and he's making a comeback. Like, and I think what it's going on is, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine was, like, killing it with the viral stuff going online, trolling and just all over the internet. Mm-hmm. And Soulja Boy is, like, being, like, there would be no, like, Tekashi. There would be no of these, like, rappers. There would be no, like mumble rapping if it wasn't for him.
He was, like, the viral,
yeah,
like...
he came out with his dance, and it went viral. He was always strong on MySpace and online social media, and everyone kind of made fun of him for it.
He was on all the, like... he wasn't even just on urban stations. Mm-hmm. He was on, like, top 40 hit stations.
And he really embraced the young generation.
Yeah, like, I was, as I said, I was dancing to Soulja Boy.
Yeah, there's, like,
like, middle school dances.
There's a video of Lil Pump, like, as a little kid in the front row of Soulja Boy's concert.
Oh, I believe it.
It's crazy. So there would not be any of these guys without Soulja Boy. And
it's true. Soulja Boy was, like, 16 when
he's influenced the sound, he's influenced the culture, and he's very underrated. No one gives him his, like, his roses, you know?
No, so, because they thought some of his shit was, like, corny when he started. I feel like people are like, oh, he's not real. No, I'm like, no. This is
so,
like,
he's
this
been
music.
Going off and saying this in all the interviews, and it's, like, the truth. He's not, anything he's saying is, like, a lie. He's, like, to me, he sounds like he's, like, saying all the right stuff.
Yeah, like, so, he was saying all this different, he, like, even the Migos, I think, said something, like, confirmed whatever he had said
about Versace.
Song.
Like, Soulja Boy had that song before Versace came out with the Migos, and then, you know, these producers be giving out the same beat to multiple artists.
Of course,
and stuff.
I mean, yeah, that's what
but
I mean.
Soulja Boy had that song first, and then he was like, dude, all right, well, I'll be in the video and stuff. You guys can have the song. Like, he's cool in most situations. Soulja Boy is, I don't know, man. I'm rocking for Soulja Boy. So
yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. And so, you know, and another thing that I thought was interesting about Soulja Boy when this Drake thing is that then I started going to Drake's because, you know, when people get called out and I started feeling like, you know, when I get behind someone like Soulja Boy, that means that if he's saying something against the other person, that means that, like,
something's
going on.
Something's brewing.
Yeah. So I went over to Drake's page to see, like, all
his,
like,
IG,
like, there must be people being like, yeah, Soulja Boy, you're corny Drake or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was none of that on it. But then I started being like, why is there only 45 comments on these pictures? And then I was like, you know what? Drake has gotten on his comments because there used to be thousands. There's, like,
I mean, because any big time celebrity, there's thousands of comments.
Yeah. So, like, I really think that, like, Drake is feeling the heat right now. That's why he's doing crazy things like going on tour with Tory Lanez. He started following Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
After Soulja Boy's pretty much talking shit about him. He's like, the dude that got bodied by Pusha T. It's like, you know, the dude that hid his kid from the world, but it wants to, you know, like, all that stuff. So, you know, for Soulja Boy to even be, like, throwing him a like, that's even more, like, telling, you know. So there's 45 comments on pictures that are liked by over 500,000 people. That means he's, like, he's probably blocking people that are, like, saying negative comments
about him.
He's probably
got all these different blocks.
It's only positive comments on there, and that's not true. Like, you know, like, people are probably hating on him, so he's limiting his comments. So you guys go to Drake's comments and tell me if there's something suspicious going on with his.
Yeah,
you know, most artists can just would give, like, wouldn't care with all the comments that are happening. It's usually negative anyways.
There's always one. I mean, like, they can't, like, a lot of them can't, like, unless they're gonna be, like, these comments are gonna be, like, actively harmful to other people. I mean, most celebrities just, like, they can't keep up with all of them. Yeah. There's a bajillion.
What it tells me is that, like, with Drake and all his hotness and all his streaks he's had for all these years, I think we're starting to see the decline of Drake.
Mm.
I think that's what's happening right now.
Mm.
So this is just my theories.
Everyone, even, like, The Weeknd slipped in, like, that sort of diss to him on his new
track. Well, that was another
track.
Thing. So then someone noticed that Drake unfollowed The Weeknd recently. And Drake, he put out that song with that dude that starts with a G. L. Stein Jeff L. Stein or something.
Into the Fire is the song's
name. So Weeknd put it, what was the line?
It said something about, like, I want to have a kid with the right, like,
one. The right one. I don't want to have to hide one or something like that. And that's pretty much a jab at Drake.
Like,
and then Pusha T came through and was like, I like this song. So, so that's what I thought pretty interesting that was going on with this. So I essentially, like, I don't know if we have a main topic this week, but there's a lot, like, you know, I thought little things going on in the background, I think, are going to lead to bigger things.
Yeah,
here
we'll
in
have
the future.
To, I mean, like, stuff's brewing.
Yeah.
So just stick around and we'll serve it up.
We got week two of The Bachelor. Week three of The Bachelor. Yeah. We, you know, I'm starting to like the episodes a little bit more.
We're getting there. We're getting there. They're finally, like, they're brewing up drama that isn't his virginity. Mm-hmm. Thank Christ.
Yep.
So the big,
for now.
Yeah, for now. The big drama out of this episode, so we had this first group date, started with them doing some weird pirate jousting shit.
Yep.
And there's the mini drama where, because Tracy, obviously, she's older, she's very insecure. I think Demi's out just stoking fires.
I'm here for Demi.
You're here for Demi. Demi's stoking fires. And Demi, my friend Christine, I have to give her credit for this joke because I didn't really even realize it, but said how Demi always talks about, like, you know, like, I, like, if I'm going to get what I want, I'll do whatever I need to get it. And she's like, that's quite literally how her mom went to jail. Her mom went to jail for embezzlement.
Right, right.
Like, that's literally what that is.
That's a good joke.
So, like, they had, like, their weird little, like, tit for tat. And, of course, like, everyone's, like, trying to, like, be, like, you know, the bigger person and, like, have, like, come to Jesus moments with Demi.
Yeah.
And, like, Demi's just like, well, I'm not going to change who I am. And I'm going to be here, you know, spanking Colton and blindfolding him with, like, a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
So, like.
That was a little weird to watch, but
yeah, and then she
used
this weird fake hand to, like, grope him. ABC, what are we allowing?
But. Morgan said that hand gave him a chub.
A
I don't know why.
A half chub.
Half chub.
What began out of that little group date was, mm-hmm, like more and more of this beauty queen drama between, yeah, Kaylin and Hannah B. And
oh my gosh, Hannah B.
is so
whack.
Annoying. Yeah. Or Hannah. Yeah, she's Hannah B. She is, like, so annoying. She's, like, given Colton multiple ultimatums, being all like, well, how can you like Kaylin, who also did this pageant with me,
yeah,
if you like me? And he's like, I don't.
Just, I mean, that's kind of how the show works.
Like, he's like, they're like, just because you guys competed against each other and you have, like, whatever beef of, like, whatever. They probably, like, I don't know, maybe, like, Hannah
stole. They probably got real catty.
They probably, yeah, Hannah maybe, like, stole her hairspray or something. Like, who knows? Like, they're probably, like, stupid shit.
Lauren, it looks like she's the type of girl that will get all the other girls just, like, talking crap about the pretty one. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one that won.
Well, especially
it's
because,
easy to,
like,
gang up on, like, the number one person.
Yeah, Colton has his eyes on Kaylin right now.
Yeah,
so,
and
like,
as he should. She's beautiful, yeah, and she's awesome.
Yeah,
like,
and she's, like, and, you know.
And she's number one.
They've both given, yeah, yeah, she actually was, you know, runner up.
Yeah, who wants the second place one? Oh, that's sad, but, like,
but
seriously.
And she got the rose from that group date, and so, like, Hannah B almost lost her shit.
Yeah.
But then we had, you know, the one-on-one date with Elise, and
in a surprising twist of events,
Colton used it to pimp out his charity by having, like, kids that are
wow, what, there was two dates?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
There's, yeah, three dates. There's three dates in the episode, baby.
Oh my gosh. It's the wine.
The wine.
Sorry, I'm talking about the last date.
Yeah, I had a whole bottle of champagne and I remember it all.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I've built it up an immune system to it. But Elise, like, you know, they had the kids and that was, like, I feel like it's very typical, especially, I think it was.
We're talking about the redhead.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
The redhead who's 31.
Yeah.
So, like, that was, like, really important for them, I think, because, like, she's older.
Yeah.
Air quotes. And, like, she's all like, ooh, I really got to see, like, a more mature side of him, like, seeing how, you know, he would handle being with kids and whatever, and just shows, like, it definitely is, like, very similar to what he did for his hometown date.
Yeah.
Back when he was on Becca's season.
Yeah, they were obviously going to be a good match. So she gets the rose. What comes next?
Okay, they did a date with Terry Crews and Terry Crews' wife, whose name I forget right now. But it was
Mrs.
like
Crews.
It was the, like, strong woman competition, and they had to, like, do all this stuff. The funniest part was, like, when they made them try to pull a limo, and you could obviously tell that there was a driver in there.
That was
for
so
one
whack.
Of the girls, for
that,
one
that
of the
limo,
girls to make it look like she, like, could actually pull it, and then for one of the other, like, for the other
was
girls,
racist.
It, yeah, literally, like, for the black girl wouldn't let her pull it, and for the white girl, it was like they, like, obviously put
their, and they put the chains on them and shit. That's crazy.
Oh god,
I didn't even think about that.
Oh no,
dude, they
the slavery allegories are bad.
They didn't get enough backlash, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
But yeah, anyways, no pun intended, but oh, freaking yeah, so they end up doing that date, and freaking what happens.
Caitlin. So this girl, Caitlin, like, I guess they all, like, they've all had their little different sob stories. And Caitlin kind of, like, was saying stuff to the other girls being like, well, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't have any sob story. Or, like, whatever. Like, not in those exact words, but, like, kind of, like, whatever. And so she tries to, like, go and talk to Colton, like, because they have their one-on-one time, but, like, there's no chemistry there at all. And, like, she's trying to, like, force it. And he acted like he liked her for a hot second. And then he's just like, there's nothing here. I'm sending you home.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, she was really pretty, but she did suck. Like, there's, come on, like, go prepare talking, like, about some things.
There was, like, just, like, nothing there. Like, she, and then she, like, acted like she was a victim because, like, she had nothing to talk about. She's
She's like, sorry, my life is perfect.
Yeah, it was like, okay, bye.
So, so that happens. Let's wrap this Bachelor news up.
So they did the whole, you know, we're not doing cocktail party. Instead, we're doing a pool party.
Yep.
Because they must have a contract of how often Colton has to be shirtless.
Yep.
And, of course, everyone's, like, oiling him up and being all ridiculous. And I'm very much so over treating him like a piece of meat. It's, like, really annoying to me. Because they're like, he's a virgin. Oh, yeah. My God. And then that's, like, when the beef between Hannah and Kaylin even escalated more. And, like, Kaylin went and, like, had a little, like, sob fest with Colton about, like, being like, I just, like, I don't know what you've heard from Hannah, but, like, it was, like, and they're acting like being in a pageant is, like, I don't know, going to war or something. Like,
it is. It sounds like,
like, I could see it. They're just like, it was, like, such a high stress situation, and, like, she didn't make it any better, and blah, 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 blah. But, of course, being true to Bachelor fashion, they both stayed.
Mm.
They both stayed because
Lauren got the last rose and she wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like, I think a pop off point for next episode is going to be her being like, just like, she's like, she, that's like, dude, if you get a rose, just accept the rose and figure it out.
Just go. Yeah.
Don't complain about getting the last rose.
Your girl DJ Cat didn't get a rose, though.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
And Brie, the girl who acted like she had an Australian accent for the opening, also got kicked
off. I would have kept her around for a week or two.
I know.
At least for a date. Damn.
But my, my bracket's intact. I'm still in first place.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm going with the Beauty Queen winner and
I have Kaylin. I have Kaylin winning. Yeah, I think I have her winning all the way.
Dope. Okay. Well, so that was it with our Bachelor news. We'll be back with the Tipsy Talks.
Tipsy Talks. Please follow us on Instagram.
Those are getting popping.
They've been popping, and I have saved these past 3 weeks in our highlights, but I'm about to be deleting off those one and two, so get them while you can.
Check them out and interact with us, because
I love when you guys comment stuff. Usually I comment back, like, if you guys, like, reply to the stories about your thoughts,
I'm gonna commenting back too.
Okay.
Because do you still have notifications off?
No.
Okay. Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay, good. Because you, at one point, you were like, dude, I might have to turn these notifications off. They're going crazy right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Because I want to make sure that we're responding to everybody.
No.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we'll be responding. If it's not V, it's me. Usually, if it's a brown hand, it's me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, if it's, like, things that are not just, like, brown emojis, it's me.
Yeah. So, yeah, Bachelor, catch us next week with more news from episode 4 of the show.
Yeah.
Do you have, I guess, you know, talking about a little bit more of Soulja Boy, because Ariana Grande drops her new song, which is going to be our slapper of the week.
Yeah.
Because it is, I like it.
It's catchy.
You were surprised I picked it.
I liked it. I, like, didn't want to like it, but it's a catchy, fun song. And I guess, like, I probably realize now subconsciously why it's catchy is because I've heard it.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, with Soulja Boy going out on this stuff, people started noticing that they think that it sounds exactly like Pretty Boy Swag by Soulja Boy sped up.
Yeah.
So Soulja Boy, once again, influencing the culture. He's out here winning. I mean,
like,
and
we all know, like, Ariana, like,
he's like, I want my credit.
She's, like, based in R&B, so I believe it. I believe it. And, like, also then it sounds a lot like Princess Nokia's song, right?
Yeah, Princess Nokia. She came out, she has a song called Mine from her 2017.
Yeah, like, so recently.
Well, no, because her album's called 1992 Deluxe. So, they came out in 2017 with the song, and it's like, and it's, I mean, about, shit, like, I might as well just, like, play it right now.
Yeah, it's like about buying, like, nice weave.
Yeah.
I'm
confused. Hold on, here we go. This is the part that's gonna sound like,
it's mine, I bought it. It's mine, I bought it. It's mine, I bought it.
So she's talking about her hair.
I bought it.
Yeah.
It's mine, I bought it.
So when we play the slapper of the week, just see if you see any similarities.
I think it's interesting, and I just think it's cool, like how, you know, there's those little nuggets everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. So she got a little backlash from it, too, because of it. Because she's like, it's funny because I made that song about, you know, weaves on, you know, black and brown people. And now here's Ariana Grande. She's like, that sounds about white. That's what she said. She ended it with. About she did a video. White.
But it's kind of funny because, like, everyone knows that Ariana Grande's hair is 70% to 90% extensions.
Yeah. So like at all times. I guess without further ado, we'll just get into our slapper of the week, which is Ariana Grande Seven Rings. Let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper. Let's go.
Oh. Tattoos were like getting in trouble.
Sound of music shit with like my favorite things.
Myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad shit. I should be a savage. Who would have thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and not strings. Buy my own checks like I'm a
sounds like it.
Yeah.
Deposits my gloss.
This part right here. My hair? She thinks. I bought it. What? She stole that shit. Still hot though.
I got it. I
listening to Ariana
Grande
song without kind of like
in
my head a little bit.
Me too.
All them. Happiness is the same price as my
father's.
My skin is green. The way it shine, I know you see it. I bought a crib just for
so fancy.
Both his and hers. I want it. I got it. Yeah, I want it. I got it. I want it.
What I want it, I got it. You want it, you get it. Huh, hey, huh. Hey,
thanks. Just bought it. Hey. I like it.
What?
I want it.
Okay.
I got it.
My receipts be looking like phone numbers. If it ain't money, then roll number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't need a brag, but I be like, put it in my bag. Yeah. When you see the max, they stacked up like my ass. Yeah. Go from the store to the booth. Make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot.
Hey, that was our slapper of the week, Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
So yeah, that's about her. She has like her and her friends, her six other friends, they all have the rings, and she actually just dropped her list, her song list for her album coming out on February 8th. So
is it Thank You Next?
So it, I don't, she doesn't have a title for it. It's got this Imagine, which we heard, this new song Needy, NASA, Bloodline, Fake Smile, Bad Idea, Makeup, Ghostin, In My Head, Seven Rings, Thank You Next, and the last song on the album is Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Whoa.
What do you think that one is?
I don't know.
Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Yeah. So like who's she referencing?
I don't know. That's kind of cray. But I like that you dropped that list. All right, cool. Well, do you have any shout outs this week?
I do. Okay, I need to shout out a couple of new listeners.
Okay.
So my coworker Sarah, and she
Sarah
got her. She actually made sure she like sent me a link about the Cardi B stuff that we talked about with her sitting in the car and not making sure she wasn't getting a yeast infection.
Yeah.
So she made sure like I knew that. She's like, are you talking about this on the podcast? So I was like, yeah. And then my guy John, he definitely, this is like not his bag. So
what's up, John?
So I'm actually also it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
So like I was surprised he was like referencing things that
you guys like went on a little thing.
Yeah.
And you're, he was like, hey. And you're like, wait. And he was like, yeah. And you're like, oh. Yeah, that was pretty much what that story was, right?
Okay.
That's pretty good, right?
Anyway. I just am always surprised when people who I wouldn't expect to listen to us, not that I'm like, obviously not downplaying what we do, but like, we're not every, like, what we talk about isn't everybody's taste.
No, and I, and that's like, after doing this for a year, I've been completely become cool with that.
I mean, yeah, because like, I never expect my friend, like, I have some, my best friends, I don't expect them to listen to us because like,
yeah,
I'm like, whatever, if, like, you don't have to listen to me. Like, that's not, I'm not going to force you. Like, that's not
Also, I've gotten good with like knowing that people will listen to it once and probably never again. But even if you do listen to it once, give it a try.
There's like, because there's so many cool people who have like come up to me about how they listen or whatever that I would never expect. And I
but on the flip side of it, have you ever gotten someone that's like been like, yeah, I've heard your podcast before. Like, you know, so if they've listened in the past or whatever, and they'll tell you and you'll be like, oh, shoot, I never thought you would have like checked it out.
Yeah, exactly. Or my favorite is like people who see the stickers and tell me about it.
Oh,
or,
the stickers are going crazy.
Or people who even like ask me for stickers for them to put up places.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
I've been getting so many people telling me, like, sending me pictures of the stickers around Atlanta. I know, because
I've been doing a good job. I actually, when I was out last night with a friend, I put some up like at wherever we were at. Just like,
and I'll do another thing where I'll tell somebody like about the podcast, give them a sticker, and they'll be like, dude, I've seen these all over the place. Yeah, yeah, so those, I get a lot of that. So make sure you're checking out for the stickers. And also, I wanted to give a shout out. Speaking of stickers, my friend Aurora, she just sent me one. She was at a gas station or something pumping gas, and she sends me a picture of the sticker on it. So I don't even know if that's I'm doing them or what.
That's a good spot for me to put them. I'll
Right when you pick up like the handle, like it's right there. So people are like, oh, shit. So,
Definitely. Good tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
So shout out to Aurora for that. I'll give the air horn.
Hey.
And then I wanted to shout out, this is another cool like podcast introduction story. My friend Alicia Way the Third, he actually Alicia Way the Third. He is a big deal in Orlando. He's a big deal to me in general. He was like, when I got down to Orlando, you know, I was very much into the hip hop scene and, you know, trying to understand like the local scene and, you know, the radio scene. And at the time, this group called Trill, T-R-E-A-L, had a song on the radio called I Am Not Locked Down. Have you ever heard that song?
I think I have.
I have to find it. Actually, I want to play it if I could find it on the internet. But it's definitely on the internet. But it's called I'm Not Locked Down, and it was like, if you ain't locked down, put your cell phones up. So they had this song.
Oh my god!
That people would do in like the club and stuff. So
like people would be like, "Yo, come at me."
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was just like one of those songs in the club. Yeah, this is it right here.
Well, hello.
I feel good. I'm single.
Hey. I gotta play this for a second. Hey.
So if you ain't locked down, what you do is take your
cell phone. If you ain't locked down, put your cell phones up.
Put my cell phone up.
And everybody would put their cell phones up.
And then was it meant to like get with people? Like, hey, if you're not locked down, you're free, let's hit it up.
I don't know. It's just a good song.
I think that's what it means.
I just have to play this song for y'all. This song is so good. It means a lot. It goes to my story.
I am not locked down.
Yeah.
I can do my thing.
So I'm sure some of y'all have heard this song. Go find it. It's on Spotify, so that's dope.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, essentially my boy Alicia is the one singing that song, and he's 1/4 of that group. And so I was like, I need to meet this guy. So I started doing this thing called Fly Kid TV, where I would just like kind of film my life about music or whatever.
Before vlogs were big.
Yeah, before anything really. You know, I had a little, like, it was not even on my phone or anything. It was one of those like camcorders. Like a little camcorder on like an iPod type thing.
I remember those.
So it was like a Zoom or something. Yeah.
Something weird. Yeah, no. I remember those little Zoom cameras. They were Zoom because we used them in school.
If you guys like go on my YouTube, it's like one of the first videos, but I interview him. And he's like, you know, showing me a lot of love when I started putting out my own music. he hopped on it on my song stuff. So yeah, so
wow.
And now he just
origin
one of my,
story.
Yeah, so now he's just like one of my big brothers, and he just started doing live streaming and all that on Facebook, where he reviews people's songs, and he's got the whole setup, and he does it really great.
That's so cool.
And he's wanting to learn about podcasts, and I want to learn more about streaming for our podcast, and so I'm gonna have a conversation with him about it. But I just wanted to shout him out because he's the homie, and you know, I'm looking forward to doing more work with him. So shout out to Alessio, and make sure you check out for him and all his music. He actually does like now he does like Christian rap, so like music and stuff. He sings and does all that. So you know, yeah, he's really
Christian
dope person.
Rap is like kind of like low-key,
yeah,
like,
and you know, he's done crazy stuff too, like where he's hasn't eaten for a while. He's on a water diet. He's done water diets where he's lost a bunch of weight.
That sounds not right.
No, I mean, it's worked for him, like, you know, you can look into it. Maybe it's not for everybody, but he did a water diet for a challenge, and it was pretty interesting how much weight he lost from it and stuff. Oh, so wow. Yeah. So yeah, he just look out for Alessio, and I'm sure we'll try to get him on here at some point. But so that was my shout out. Oh, the cool story that came out of it was that I went to go
text. Like, yeah, I feel like there's a story.
Yeah, I went to go text him, and I was like, yo, what's up, bro? It's Cy. Wanted to get on a call with you to talk about the podcast and live streaming and stuff. And essentially I get a text back being like, sorry, wrong number. This isn't Alessio.
Weird.
And I was like, oh, sorry.
Like, you're like, remember that time I got like a buzz back from
No, I mean, essentially what happened, she was like, or the person was like, because of my message, you were like, oh, you have a podcast, what's your podcast about? And or like, who's it for? I'm like, well, here, check it out. And she's like, this is a really fun podcast. And I was like, oh, thanks. And so then
wait, you got a new fan?
Yeah. Literally from texting him.
This
I was
is
like
so funny.
And she followed me. I was like, yo, this is my Instagram, follow me on Instagram and I'll follow you back. And then we did that, and so now it was just because of me randomly texting someone and getting the wrong number.
That's so funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a story I wanted
that's
to get
awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty much been our episode. It's been all over the place, but we somehow make it happen
every single time.
Do you have anything else to say, Veronica?
Nope, I'm happy. You know what,
I'm happy
thanks okay, for everybody for the birthday love last week.
Word.
That was nice.
Yep. So with that being said, next week we got episode 45, which is
Woo!
crazy. We're almost over the hill with these episodes.
Aye.
So we got the whiteboard, so things are going to be happening now. And you know, check out for next week's episode 45, very special episode. We're almost to 50. Let's go.
Hey.
So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Future Bachelor. Make sure you're finding us on wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review, send us some love. We'll show you love back. And yeah, we love you guys. So this has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And we'll see you next week. Deuces.
Bye.
Future Bachelor Podcast.